From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama met at the Pentagon Thursday with top military and national security advisors to discuss the fight against the Islamic State group. The meeting came as the U.S. launches more airstrikes in and around an Islamic State stronghold in Libya. Mr. Obama spoke to reporters.
We'll keep working with allies and partners to go after ISIL wherever it tries to spread. At the request of Libya's Government of National Accord, we are conducting strikes in support of government-aligned forces as they fight to retake Sirte from ISIL, and we will continue to support the government's efforts to secure their country.
The president denied that a payment of $400 million in cash to Iran on the same day as a hostage release was a ransom. The president said the transfer was announced in January, a day after implementation of the nuclear agreement with Iran. On another topic, Mr. Obama said he was not confident that he can trust the Russians and Vladimir Putin to help the U.S. bring peace to Syria. The Taliban Thursday claimed responsibility for ambushing a group of U.S. and European tourists in Afghanistan's western Herat province, wounding six of the tourists and their Afghan driver. A provincial police spokesman says the attack took place in the Chishti Sharif area shortly after the tourists arrived from Bamyan province. The woman stabbed to death in an attack late Wednesday in London was the wife of a Florida State University psychology professor. London police say they have no evidence to suggest terrorism was a motive for the knife attack. They say mental health issues were involved when a man of Somali ancestry killed the woman and wounded five other people. The 19-year-old man is in police custody. This is VOA News.